In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello!
Hi!
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for March 11th through 15th. I am back. I am tired.
Well, that's because you had a very exciting week and then you watched all of GH in one day. So, of course,
10 episodes in one day while I caught up on administrative stuff for work. It was great.
I think that has to be like a world record for the two of us.
Well, now I'm worried I missed something because so I got home like 10 p.m. Wednesday night, did not do a darn thing on Thursday. Well, I did stuff, but just barely. But I didn't watch anything on Thursday and it was a gorgeous day here. So I sat outside and did work. I actually finished John Lindstrom's book in a day. I started at before my first flight on Wednesday and then I finished it Thursday evening. So I didn't read it like straight through, but it's a really, really good book. And there are several characters in it that have GH inspired names like Wally.
Oh,
and one character's last name was Devane.
Oh, nice.
And one of the bad guys, though, his name was Rocket. And I'm like,
Who's that?
But yeah, so I don't. Leo.
Yeah, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant. Okay.
No.
But I didn't go. By the time I realized it, whenever I saw Devane, like I had thought about it with Wally and I was like, oh, John put Wally in here. That's really sweet. And then when I saw Devane, I was like, oh, shoot, who else did I miss? I didn't go back and go through it all, though.
Yeah. But
then I realized because Rocket was throughout the book. I'm like, oh, he made my Leo into a bad guy. But so we have 2 weeks of Port Charles pipelines, some from when I was gone. But so I guess we can get started on that. So good day. The reason that it's not Morgan is because of the significance of his death. It shows Carly, Sunny, and Jason the cost of bad choices they have made. It would be like all my children undoing Erica's abortion. I don't know about that, but I agree with the general idea of that. However, they have undone a lot of significant storylines lately. So
true.
I guess it just wouldn't have surprised me if they had. But also, it wouldn't have undone the significance of his death because it would have shown he would have rather stayed away than to come back and possibly started, you know, his revenge plot or whatever, which still shows them the significance of their decisions and things that they make. This person thinks that it's Lorenzo Alcazar.
Ooh.
He had government connections and was a gun runner. Yes. He also hated Jason and Sonny. The idea is that Jason killed him, but there was no body found, as they do. There was also no body found with Morgan.
Right.
It's better as Lorenzo because he is tied to so many. He is Carly's ex-husband, Sonny's mob rival, Alexis killed his twin, and he is the father of Skye Chandler Quartermain. Okay, it doesn't say Skye's daughter.
So
he's the father of Lila Ray, who is Skye Chandler Quartermain's daughter. He could be Pikeman. Thank you.
Yeah.
Listen, I love Lorenzo. I would love for him to come back.
Yeah.
And I guess like a lot of that is redundant now, but oh well. Then Angela, I love listening to the show weekly. It's my ease into work Monday morning routine. So this was 5 days ago. So this would have been after last week's was released.
Oh, nice.
It's great to know that I'm not the only one looking at GH being like, that's some of the storylines. I just want to tell you how much I love the guys filling in on March 11th. It was so much fun listening to them, not completely in the know take and what was happening on the show. Maybe they can come back quarterly. From Holly, oh my God, your cat story. The story is insane. Not your cat. Unintentionally hilarious, but I'm pretty angry at the groomer. Jeez. So the second that I saw somebody write in, I snoozed until this week. So I'm very glad I didn't read that because I did not hear that story until yesterday afternoon. Do you have your cat back? I'm asking for an early reality check from you.
No, I do not. Because
I checked Facebook and there was no update.
I do not have Oliver back, but we have acquired this new cat because nobody else wants him and he's super nice. And so we are taking him next week and getting him neutered and all his shots. And so hopefully he will let us domesticate him because he loves all the loves. He just keeps looking out the window like maybe he's still tempted to go out there. And I'm like, don't do that. It's a rough world. So there have been Oliver sightings in the neighborhood. So we have a trap out. We are hoping to catch him. Hopefully that would be next week's reality check that he's home.
I was going to text you and then I'm like, no, she's probably saving it. But then I checked Facebook and it wasn't there. And I'm like, what the heck? And yeah, the groomer.
Oh, she was so mean to me. She was so mean. Like, I talk about
one of air who it is.
Yeah.
Question: is it someone around the corner for me?
No.
Okay. Oh, that just yeah. Then Holly wrote in again. Drew is just being a jerk. I don't know what they are trying to do with this character. Actually, lots of people are just being jerks about Jason, but of course, I'm biased.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Jason, he's back in the opening as of Wednesday. Thank you for, because I was looking for him and then I kept forgetting to. I was like, I am not going back. Holly, thank you so much.
Yeah, Holly's got her back.
What exactly do Marshall and Curtis think would have come from confronting his doctor from 30 years ago? He was misdiagnosed. It happens all the time. Three blissful days without Nina. Rant over. Smiley face. I'm sorry. I can't count. That was only four. Did I miss one that I didn't snooze? Oh, yep, I did. Because Holly also messaged us on Monday, March 4th, saying I just glanced at my clock and immediately thought, Jason's back in 90 minutes.
Aw.
I am, first of all, so glad that it was announced he was coming back at the end of the 60th anniversary. Because I have actually not seen anything else saying that like he was coming back. I know, I know Steve announced that like his air date was going to be March 4th. But I don't think he would have done that if it hadn't been announced at the end of the...
Right.
So if I had not known, I had so many people message me on Monday. Like, oh my gosh, Jason's back. I'm like, I know. But I just shot her back a message saying, I'm not going to be able to watch until I get back. Oh no, I said, I was definitely going to try to watch tonight. So that's a whole other thing. I basically didn't watch TV for 9 days. It was nice. But she said that you'll be missed on this week's podcast. So, oh no, I missed one. This was from February 25th. So yeah, this would have needed... Did I read this one? I'm almost positive that Jason is working with Jagger. Did we read this one? We did, because it says the Morgan theory is where my heart is. I deeply feel like Jason and Morgan are trying to say, okay, I did. Yep. I did. Okay, so first of all, and I did text you, Jason and JD, this yesterday because I watched
Jason and JD?
Brian and JD? I texted the three of you because I watched last week's episodes, then listened to the podcast. JD's acting like he doesn't know who these people are.
I know. I called him out on it. It was like, dude, I know you know more than you're letting on. Like,
I know you did. That's why I text you. And I was like, by the way, Amanda, thank you. And I think that, this is why, because I was just reading my notes. I think that JD thought that Jason's real name was Steve because of he knows that he's known as Stone Cold. JD's also into wrestling, so Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
That so makes I sense. Think that's where the confusion was, because he knows that it's Stephen Bradford.
Yeah.
Like, he knows that. So I think it was just all the stone cold.
Yeah, I was okay with him not knowing Steve's name.
Well, you do that all the time. We all do it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I was impressed with Ryan for knowing Lydia Look. I was like, wow, you go. But yeah, whenever JD was like seeming a little lost on the storyline, I'm like, I know you're not as lost as you're not on here, dude.
He doesn't know who Laura is.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, no, you're not playing dumb. I'm calling BS. And then JD brought up that he suggested that Jason have a long lost twin. He's like, and this guy's name will be Mark. You never mentioned that Drew is Jason's long lost twin.
You're right. I didn't.
I was waiting for it. Because I'm like,
with triplets.
But that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for the, but you're actually right. That's Drew. That happened the last time we thought Jason died.
Right. Well, just
the last time Jason died and we got Drew, but he was John Doe. Another
brother every Jake time Doe. He disappears.
Jake Doe.
Yeah.
I also make my passwords like Ryan, where.
Oh, good job.
You have the letters turn into different symbols, because Maximista was really too easy.
I was laughing this week about Michael's phone password, 123412. And I was like,
right. Right. JD and Ryan not understanding that women have a friend that they would grab a shovel for with no questions asked. I am so thankful you did not tell them that we are each other's. Like,
I totally was appalled, because I'm like, you know, we all have that one friend and they're both like, and I'm like, really?
Men like, do you not realize that all we really have to do is be like, listen, no question, just come here. And I'm like, okay.
Hey, please bring your shovel. All right, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Okie doke. It was interesting during the reality check where my husband tap danced around the fact that my son being there basically replaced me, with some of my running around and everything that had to be done. So it's like,
he
lucked out with the fact that he has two people living here, or our son was home for spring break, so he had him and his car, and my aunt had my car.
Oh yeah,
so he had a lot of extra resources that I don't have. When we have our day-to-day lives, it's me.
Right.
And it's me
with one car.
With one car. Drive
myself one place.
Right. But I also have to coordinate with other things. I mean, my son does do a lot over the summer. I think we talked about this when he went to college, where I was like, I've intentionally not tried to rely on him too much for things, just because in 30 to 40 years, there's a good chance I'm going to need him to step up.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather that he enjoy himself now and not have that responsibility now. But he does help me out.
He does. He's a good kid.
He is, but I don't want him to feel like it's his responsibility. So, right. Oh yeah. And then, oh my gosh, Amanda's cat, Amanda saying the taglines, LOL. Because they messed up and didn't know we meet with a peer when they both listened but to the show before.
They both know it. Like, they both know it. And neither we one of them jumped shirts. On. Yeah. Like, they both know it. That was funny. Cause I'm like, have a good week. And they both are like, bye. I'm like, bye.
No, like, you know how this goes. So yeah, that was really all of my notes from the podcast episode. I did not take notes from watching GH, because I figured it would just be pointless given this.
Right. Week. And yeah, I figured if there was something that we missed that you would have caught it and mentioned it, but they did a really good job.
Well, they did day by day.
So yeah, they've gotten way more detail. I know the podcast was like an hour and a half last week. I was like, that's longer than we normally go, because they were breaking it down.
We go between an hour 10 and hour 20.
They were like at an hour 30. So,
but yeah, it was fun to listen to.
They were cute. They did a good job. But yeah, both of them were acting like they didn't know as much as they do. So
yeah.
And what was really funny,
JD did know when he said he was calling Cyrus Silas, and he's like, isn't there a Silas? And you're like, well, he's Finn now. He's like, oh, vampire doctor cop.
Yes.
That's who he knows.
Yep, he instantly got that. Well, it was funny this week. So I had watched Monday, Tuesday, but I didn't remember that I had watched Monday, Tuesday. So today when I was on the way home from Madeline's dance comp, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to watch all of this in time, but I have to have it done to do a Shannon because I'm busy working tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And so I turned it on and it started on Wednesday. And I was like, no, it needs to start on Monday. And then Monday came on. I was like, oh, I already watched all this. And Ryan was like, yeah, we watched Monday and Tuesday the other night. Remember there was that Ghostbuster line that I like said before they said it, blah, blah, blah. And remember this? And I was like, you're totally paying attention more than I was apparently, because I didn't even remember watching it. So then I was happy I only had to watch Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Very nice.
Yep.
Yeah. I did not watch anything until yesterday. And then we had kind of talked about switching dates. So we're actually recording on Saturday afternoon. And you texted me like yesterday afternoon. You're like, can you do tomorrow afternoon instead? I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness, because I was not going to be ready. I think I finished. Well, I would have done things differently. Like I would have hurried up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have taken a break for dinner. I wouldn't have done this, you know?
Yeah. And if you would have said no, I would have been like, okay, can we do super early on Sunday or can we do super late on Sunday? Because I thought I was still going to have Sunday off and then my schedule changed. So even whatever time I would have picked with you, I still would have ended up messaging you yesterday and being like, yeah, I didn't realize her dance schedule changed. So did my work schedule.
Fun times.
Yeah.
So last week, the 411 was the Jerome family. This week, we're doing the Woo family.
Woo-hoo!
So we are going to finish the mob. So then I think the following week will be the Corinthos. And then the week after that will be all the minor. Unfortunately, that's where Faith Roscoe and Alcazar fall in, because they were only on for like a blip.
Right.
And like at that set time. So like the Woos are from the 80s, called back and then brought back now. The Jeromes, 70s or 80s, and then brought back 80s. Again. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Alcazars, the Roscoes, like they were only on that time. Wouldn't it be great, although we'll get to it, if somehow all the mercenaries are all the old mobsters that we thought died?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And Morgan.
Every time I watch Good Trouble and I see Morgan that's not Morgan on there, I'm like, come on, you're on the wrong show. You gotta come back to GH. We need you.
All right, so let's do Hulu headlines. Oh, and hold it. No, other thought. The very first sentence of last Monday's episode was Jason comes back.
Yes. Yes. Those were the worst Hulu headlines.
Jason returns to Port Charles.
Yep.
Okay. So on Monday, Carly reveals the news about Jason to Sunny. John and Anna continue their pursuit. Maxie and Spinelli try to resolve their issues. Sasha offers her support to Cody. On Tuesday, Drew confronts Carly. Jason asks for a favor. Sam is emotional, Finn assesses Heather, and Natalia surprises Blaze. Is it a surprise?
Right, it's not a surprise. She was already there. Like, that was
it's
a surprise.
Not like she suddenly became accepting.
Right.
So, okay, we'll get to that. Wednesday, Sunny fears Jason has changed. You think? Michael is in shock. Selena shares information with Curtis. Drew blows off some steam. Jordan has doubts about her career. Ooh, do you think somehow Drew got tarot carded?
I like that that's a new word, tarot carded.
Tarot carded. On Thursday, seriously, though, think about it, because he's changed since he came back from Pentonville, which is fair. I mean, he got beat up for no reason.
And yeah. No, I think his change just came from his change.
Okay.
From what he went
Thursday?
To.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thursday. Jason explains where he has been. Lois checks in on Sunny. John asks Carly for help. Sam has trouble hiding her suspicions. And Molly speaks to Anna about potential changes. I'll be honest, I kind of zoned out a lot this week. Or like, once I was in this week's episodes, I kind of started to zone. And then Friday, Heather gets medical information. Diane has a proposal for Alexis. Kevin reveals something to Marshall about his diagnosis. Jocelyn tries to stop Dex from leaving. And Nina humiliates Gregory. Oh, was I mad.
You didn't like your good friend Nina this week.
I've never been her biggest fan.
Yeah.
This week, she was acting like a little entitled, like 12-year-old.
She was.
What do you mean?
Her
this
arguing
is what we agreed on, and Alexis
her
is like,
arguing with Joss. Joss was like, "Okay, never mind," and then she was like, "No, wait," and I was like, "Really?" I understand that Joss is an adult, but she is a young adult. We've established that she's like 20. You're gonna stand in the doorway and argue with a 20-year-old and like try to make her sad because her boyfriend didn't tell her something, or you're implying that her boyfriend's breaking up with her? Like, come on, Nina.
Right.
You're way too old for that. Ridiculous.
It was.
No, I felt like this week I wasn't as engaged either, just because nothing. I know people hate when I use the word filler, but I feel like it was a lot of filler just moving us along in the storylines. Like, we knew they would have to address the fact that Jason is who they suspect of shooting Dante. And so how is everyone going to react to that? And how are they going to prosecute it? We knew there was going to be a conflict for Molly, a conflict for Anna, a conflict for everyone as to what they're thinking or whatever. And so it basically just ran through everyone saying, no, they don't think Jason did it, other than Sam, which I thought was ridiculous, that she's like, I'm just not sure, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be so angry at him if he shot the man that I love. Really? Like, yes, you'd be angry with him, obviously, but you don't know Jason better than that. Come on.
Right.
But you were married to
the man. He in his right mind would not have done it.
Right. Right. And for all the same reasons.
Jump to the conclusion that maybe the rocks piled up on him caused some issues.
Yes, yes, exactly. And the fact that even Carly is saying Jason would respect the fact that Dante has been raising his son. He wouldn't be trying to hurt him, or even if he was mad that you moved on, he would respect your decision of moving on because you guys weren't together whenever he left anyway, and now you're with Dante. Like,
so yeah. Real quick to Sam and Olivia after the birthday party. Sorry, I am fixing my sock because I haven't moved yet. My sock decided to like rearrange where the heel wasn't lined up on my foot, which is weird. I'm wearing fuzzy socks. You know how that goes. So Olivia and Sam are talking about how cute Dante was when he was little and how Drew's reading The Ugly Duckling and like that was Dante's favorite. And they're like, oh, Dante's such a good guy. Yes, he is. I want him to be something else. Maybe he could be a baseball coach, but no, he's a cop, blah, 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 blah. Olivia says, hold on, I wrote it down. Where did it go? I don't know if all my notes came through. Hold on. She said something about, you guys have been spending a lot of time together. Yeah, they live together.
Right, right. Like, and they're raising and, three children together.
Right. And she's like, do you think you're ever going to make it official? Where did that go? I think some of my notes did not come through. Oh, well. Not that
I was gonna say, I feel like you know what you're gonna say about that without your notes. Like,
but it's just like exactly like I just said, it's like you're living together, you have a family together. Although, I wish the boys had been and Ryan and Jason, JD,
you really have Jason on the mind.
I wish that they had watched this week solely because of TJ saying to Jordan, Dante is Christina's brother and brother-in-law. Except for he's not her brother-in-law yet because they're not married,
right?
Because they're just hanging out or whatever, according to Olivia,
right?
But that would have been so good for them to yes. be like, wait a second, what? I didn't really care for the conversation between TJ and Jordan simply because none of this is new information.
Nope.
You knew whose family you were getting involved with.
Right, right. We didn't just find out yesterday that Sonny is Christina's father. So you knew that. And Sonny said, like, he was at the announcement of the fact that she was pregnant. And he even made the joke that he's, like, kind of sort of a grandpa. Like, this didn't just hit you.
Right. Well, also, his own wife's dad, although Rick is an attorney, the Lansings are involved in the mob.
Okay. Her dad's an attorney. Who hid a pregnant woman in a secret room? Like,
hold on. Let's get this
cray here.
Where's the connection there? Where's the that was with
Carly when he was dating Liz?
Yes, but she was pregnant with
Morgan.
Was it Morgan? Hold on.
No, it couldn't have been Morgan. There's not that many years between Morgan and Elizabeth. But she couldn't have been pregnant with Joss, because why would Sunny have cared?
Exactly. Oh, man. But yeah, Rick is not exactly squeaky clean attorney.
Right, exactly.
Okay, hold on. Carly Benson at the time?
Corinthos?
Carly pregnancy kidnapped by Alcazar.
No, kidnapped by Rick.
Yes, because he wanted, yes, sorry. Oh, she miscarried.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's sad, but at least that makes sense. Okay.
It was 2003.
Okay.
Okay. But still, none of this is new information. It's not like...
God, I can't believe that was 2003.
I know.
We were just babies ourselves then.
Oh, we were 21 and that baby would be 21. Oh, look at that. Oh, I was 21.
Yeah, not we, jerk.
Sorry, I always forget that you're older. I understand TJ's thoughts, but these are ones that he should have been having, I don't know, since he was 14 years old.
He should have had the thoughts ahead of time. And I'm not saying that you can't talk to your mother, because you're supposed to talk to your mother, but it just seems odd that they're coming out now. Like, nothing new had happened. They hadn't just come from another appointment where Christina was like, my baby, or something like that.
Right.
That would then have him start having these doubts about, oh, is Christina too attached? And what about her family being attached too? Blah, 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 blah. It was just kind of, oh, mom, I was thinking today, and suddenly all these things hit me that I should have been thinking about months ago, because they were literally in my living room discussing it.
I feel like some of the scenes were possibly released out of order, or I was not paying attention.
Oh, okay.
When was Michael told that Jason was alive? Or did he discover that Jason was alive in the boathouse?
I think he discovered Jason was alive in the boathouse. I don't remember anyone telling him.
Okay.
But he did not seem shocked. Yeah.
No, he did. But he had just been discussing Jason with Sam at the hospital.
Oh, had he? Okay, so I'm remembering it out of order.
But yeah, because I wrote down Michael casually talking about Jason's stuff with Sam and then surprised to see him in the boathouse. So I was like, wait, it's, I don't know.
I think that they thought we would expect Michael to be surprised no matter what, seeing him in the boathouse, because it's still a surprise. Like, oh, we heard he fell off the bridge. And of course, that would be the thing that would kill Jason. So how is he in our boathouse?
Right. Maybe more because Danny was there.
That could be. I liked that they brought Danny into it, though, and that he got to help out and kind of show his assertiveness of like, no, this is my dad and I'd like to know what's going on. And I'm not sure why everyone's trying to keep me away from this, but I'm not a little kid and I can understand that my mom wants to be with her live-in boyfriend, because it's not a casual relationship. And right. I should still be allowed to be concerned about my dad.
Well, especially where he's also concerned that his dad is the one who shot.
Right.
You know, where but he swore on Danny's life that he didn't.
The only thing that really interested me this week was whenever it showed John talking to Jason and saying, I have all this information on racketeering charges, which then makes you think it must be John that has the information and that is who Jason was working for. Before they showed that scene, I wanted it to be that whoever, whatever the person had to make Jason do the things for him, had a cure for Britt, so that we could bring Britt back with a cure.
Oh.
And I was like so excited for a minute, like, oh, that person has this cure for Britt, and that's why Jason had to do these bad things, because he loves Britt. And then they showed
Told her that she died yet. No one's told Jason. Sorry, I said her, but no one's told Jason.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he probably thinks that she still just left town.
I love your theory. I really, really do.
That's what I wanted it to be. But then whenever they showed John talking to him, I was like, oh, okay. So this is going to be some big conspiracy of where, air quotes, Jagger is a bad guy only when it comes to getting Sunny.
Well, and so that's my question is, what is Jason supposed to be doing? Like, he has to, so we know that he touched Hamish. So Pikeman dude's dead now.
Right.
We know that he pushed Hamish so that he did not get Sunny.
Right.
How did they miss Sunny so many times before?
Right.
Because if Jason's just up there like every single time, like tapping him right before, don't you think that Boss Man would be like, you're not going up there anymore. We're just going to send him by himself.
Right. And why did you need, like, Jason wasn't the gunman. They obviously located Sunny without Jason's help on the rooftop, because anybody could know that Sunny was on the rooftop, or would most likely be on the rooftop in a certain time span. If you followed him at all during the, like, summertime, everyone's on the rooftop at some point in time. Right. So, okay, he's on the rooftop. You should have made that shot and hit Sunny. The fact that you didn't is a failure in your gunman, not in the fact that you didn't know where Sunny was going to be. So why do you need Jason there to say, oh, Sunny's going to be here, but then you're still using the same gunman that missed and hit Curtis? Well, he would have missed Sunny even if Jason hadn't booped his arm.
Right.
Boop. Exactly. That's exactly what it looked like. Like, hey, buddy, I have a question. Boop, boop. Oh, sorry. I threw off your concentration.
Yeah. I don't understand what is he supposed to be doing then? Like, what is, I have to complete. And we just did this. I have to complete the mission.
Right. I have to complete the mission. And now that what Drew, or not Drew.
It was Jake. That is Jake, but it was Drew. Yeah.
Okay. That's like everything.
He had to complete the mission.
Well, wasn't he the one that was like the contract, like secret contracted by the government? Yeah. And wasn't that what Dex did too for a while? Like, how many secret workers for the government do we have that are just randomly killing people?
Well, that's a really good question, actually.
In GH land.
Well, but seriously, think about it. That's not really, I can't find, but I'm pretty sure that it was, Drew was the one that kept saying, I have to complete the mission.
Yeah.
Drew or Dante. We are wrong together.
Drew or Dante?
It was Dante. It was Dante.
With the clicky. Was it Dante
with the clicky pen? With the clicky pen. Yep.
Now we're playing Clue in the kitchen with the clicky pen.
That would be a good version of Clue.
We could make so many versions of Clue.
I know. So. I showed Erica the Guess Who board.
Oh,
like, this is awesome.
She's like, I want to play Guess Who every day now.
Yeah. Well, I still have to laminate the rest of the cards. Yeah, I don't know. So that was Dante.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, the only part that really interested me was that part of with Jason, because I thought it was going to come back to Britt, and then it didn't. And I was like, whatever, I'm uninterested now.
Yeah. Man, that would have been so good. It would have been even better. I don't want to say that I wish he had shot Sunny, but I wish that maybe Sunny's arm, like, didn't just graze hit. Like, what if he actually gotten shot in the arm and Sunny had been rushed to in General Hospital and they didn't know and whatever, like, he had cracked his head on one of those boxes. Oh, so he was unconscious.
Pause. That was my favorite part of last week's episode. Whenever JD and Ryan asked what General Hospital was called.
Yes. Yes. General Hospital. I'm like,
what? It's General Hospital. Sorry. Go ahead.
That was a good one.
General Hospital to get seen.
Right. But it's not Poor Charles. No, it's just General Hospital. And then you said they also have Mercy, and JD's like, oh, that's creative. I'm like, we literally have a Mercy Hospital. Right. There's a Mercy Hospital in Grey's Anatomy as well.
Yep.
Which, who mentioned this week that they know? Oh, Heather Weber gets all of her medical advice from Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. Yes. I laughed. I was like, me too, Heather. I agree.
They did a lot of real life pulp culture references this week. Was it that? They did the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe two.
I was going to say, was there something else? The Ghostbusters was just a given. Like, you can't say that line without saying Ghostbusters at the end.
But did they have to pay for the rights? You know, like, that's the thing is that phrase, whatever. So if Sunny had actually been shot, like, cracked his head on one of the boxes, was unconscious, Jason's thinking, okay, it's done. And then he's like, okay, cool, we're going to get the thing for Britt. And then he finds out that Britt's dead.
Yeah.
And then he would have been like, what the heck? I just had Sunny killed. But then Sunny doesn't die.
Right, right, right.
Because what on earth could Jason agree to? Sunny's going to die. Like, apparently, like, this is like the mission is he's going to die. What could it be?
What could it be? And Jason makes it sound like, they said I have to do these tasks for them, and I said okay. And then, I was surprised that the final task was kill Sunny. Like, Jason wouldn't ask for all that information up front. I need a detailed list of exactly what I have to do before I get what I want. He's not just going to leave it up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Up to, oh, you can just keep assigning me things.
The only person he would do that with would be Sunny. Right. Because he'd be like, okay, don't need to know the end game. I will go do this thing for you. That's the only person. Anyone else, mm-hmm. he'd be like, no, what's the reason why? Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
So what could it be? Oh, I guess Monica's back from her. Oh yeah, we're all over the place. Monica's back from her conference because question, how many first aid kits do you have?
I used to have one. I don't have any anymore. Okay. But at the Quartermains, there's like 16 of them apparently.
So Monica had, Danny was like, I'll go get the first aid kit. Oh, do you want me to get Monica's bag? And Jason's look when he's like, was Monica up there? That was
sweet. I also didn't know that nurses have medical bags.
I think that makes sense.
Okay.
That one didn't surprise me so much as then, but then Carly's like, I'm going to go, oh, when he looked at Carly.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
I really wish she legit did not know that he was alive when Anna and John came over.
I know.
I wish that had been true. And then she saw the footage and was like, oh my gosh, that does look like Jason. Wait, he was going to, and then everything that she said, you know, he wouldn't shoot Sunny, like all those things.
Right.
And then he could have come out after they left. See, I'm just rewriting this.
Mm-hmm.
Then after they left, he could have come out from wherever he was hiding.
But that would have given us too much time to talk to him. We needed to keep it short and sweet so that everyone can walk around this week and be like, oh, geez, did he actually shoot Dante? No.
Right. That's true. But, oh, and then she had to tell him that Bobby died.
Yeah.
He looked, oh.
Yeah.
Didn't think to just tear off the Band-Aid with that one and just get Britt out of the way, too.
Right, right. But that was sweet whenever he was talking this week about how Willow is a good nurse, just like Michael's grandma, and then told the story about the first time that he held Michael. And I was like, oh, yes, remember that. That was just last week also, I feel like.
It was really, really sweet. There was a lot of sweet.
It wasn't like it was a bad week. There was sweet moments between like Christina talking to Molly about her and Allison and how she feels and about the mom being a jerk and how she found them in bed and blah blah blah. So that was like heartfelt and fine, and it was nice to see all those different conversations. I just feel like it didn't do much for moving the storylines along, and the one that they seemed focused on was this whole Marshall needs to go talk to the doctor that diagnosed him. And I really am not trying to be insensitive in any way, but I don't feel like his misdiagnosis had anything to do with the color of his skin. Maybe the fact that he was poorer or whatever, but back then people were ignorant to mental health. They had very few diagnoses. If you like got a few things on the checklist, that was the diagnosis they gave you. And people are still misdiagnosed a gazillion times today.
So an article from May 7th, 2020, through Counseling Today, regarding racial disparities and misdiagnosis, Black men, for example, are overdiagnosed with schizophrenia 4 times more likely than white men.
Oh, okay.
While underdiagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and mood disorder.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that there is that statistic. And again, I'm in no way trying to downplay the devastation that comes with that, but I don't understand what talking to the doctor would have done.
I'm curious about the way that I found this article was because I was actually not more interested, because I just I am interested in that stuff, you know, and what the history is. I mean, and when I read that, like, four times more likely, that is insane. And if that's today, what was it?
Right.
You know, and especially with lack of broader diagnoses or, I mean, autism's original foundation was the diagnosis was close to schizophrenia, which it's not now.
Right.
But what I was actually looking for was, and what I don't wish I had hoped to have found, but the shock therapy was, that's what I was looking for, was, okay, well, how often was that done?
Right. That part of it was devastating, that Marshall was like, yeah, when I said I couldn't afford my pills, he was like, oh, I'll do shock therapy for only $800 a session.
Right.
Like, you shouldn't just be handing out shock therapy to anybody, and you shouldn't be ripping them off.
I think that what they're going to possibly uncover is possibly that this doctor did target that demographic to test, to do as part of testing. And
I'm not opposed to them looking into how he got this diagnosis and the fact that he's getting led to Heaven, who is like, listen, this person is well known, but not for good reasons, blah, blah, blah. I'm 100% behind, like, do the research, find out what a jerk this guy was. But the idea of confronting the guy is beyond me. Like, I know he's deceased, but before we found out he was deceased, you're gonna drive to, you've already said he's living in like this fancy schmancy old folks home, you're gonna find a way to meet with him, hoping that he's not you know, suffering from his own decline in health and can actually carry on a conversation. Do you really think he's going to sit there and be like, oh yeah, I totally misdiagnosed you on purpose because that was what I was doing back then. It helped me write this book and now I'm a bestseller, blah, blah, blah. Like, the doctor was never going to admit that.
Right.
So seeing him would have done nothing but get you more aggravated and agitated.
So I found something through the National Institute of Health from 2012. I'm not going to read the entire article, so I really hope I'm not. But the background for it is Black Americans with depression were less likely to receive electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, than whites during the 70s and 80s. This pattern was commonly attributed to the treatment of Blacks in lower quality hospitals where ECT was unavailable. We investigated whether the racial difference in receiving ECT persists, and if so, where it arises from lesser ECT availability or from lesser ECT use within hospitals conducting the procedures. But it looks like this was
okay.
Yeah, like I said, I'm totally like more recent.
If Kevin says, like, yeah, he's a bad guy, and there's a bunch of other people that have come together and said he's a bad guy, and you can, you know, sue the hospital or do whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, sure, Marshall, go ahead, get on that wagon. Like, I'm not saying that you weren't caused so many years and so much pain and all of that. I just don't think that the doctor is where you're going to get the answers that you're looking for. So that whole idea just seemed like a waste of time to me.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, now I'm stuck down that rabbit hole.
No, get out of the rabbit hole. I'm trying to think what else happened this week that was whatever.
That was one of my favorite parts, but when I was a psych major up until, I mean, I went through my junior year, learning all that crazy stuff that they used to do and how it seemed like that was the right thing to do.
Right.
You know, like, heroin and coke used to be medicine.
Yeah.
You know, we learn, but I am curious as to what they find, and
I just hope that they make it an inspiring story of, yeah, this sucks, but now we have the right diagnosis. Let's move forward. Instead of, it seems to me like Marshall himself was accepting of the misdiagnosis and ready to move on from that, but that Curtis and Aunt Stella are the ones that are like, but aren't you really mad about it? Aren't you really mad? Don't you want to see why you're so Stella, mad about it?
I thought Stella was more on the, but that was different back then.
Right. And again, not saying it wasn't a huge injustice, because it absolutely was, but what can anyone do about it now? The doctor's dead. Whether he'd misdiagnosed you on purpose or not on purpose, if you can get to the point where you're moving on from it, that is better than just sitting here and dwelling in, man, I'm so mad, which seems like what they're trying to get Marshall to feel like.
Maybe Curtis is just mad because he missed out on having a dad all those years because of it.
Well, then I would like him to own up to that and be like, I'm angry. I would like answers because I missed out on my dad, instead of trying to make Marshall have more regrets than he already does.
They might turn this into where, so they go find the medical records and they're upstairs in the hospital. We don't know where, but they're up there. They find other people who were misdiagnosed and they let them know, maybe.
That would be good. Okay. If they started it like as a whole, like reach out to these people and get everyone the proper help, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'll approve that. That gets my seal of approval.
Okay.
I was disappointed in Joss this week. Being Carly's daughter, and I love Carly, so I mean the appropriate amount of disrespect, I guess, from this, but Carly would have taught her daughter, Carly's daughter would know that sleeping with a man does not keep him.
Yeah.
This is the second time that Joss has slept with him, with Dex, and then been like, but you're not staying now? No. Right. No, he's not. Nope. One amazing sex session does not change his whole life. I'm sorry. He's still at risk to be killed. He's leaving.
Yep.
So I was just annoyed by that. Like, you were just bragging. I don't know if it was before or after that she was bragging to Nina about, yes, I am my mother's daughter, blah, blah, blah. Well, your mother would have taught you that that is not the way you keep a man.
I believe Nina was after that, because then that's when Nina said, oh, well, did you tell her about the time that I saw you coming out of Cyrus Renault's? Mm-hmm. And Joss would not have jumped under the sheets with him.
After that. Yep. You're right.
So, and then Drew broke up with Carly out of nowhere.
Right.
And then he starts telling, who did he tell? He was talking to someone later and he's like, she already has. Like, you never even give her a second to, because he said something about, you know, she always chooses Jason and she already has. You came and you said, I'm breaking up with you because you even saw Jason.
Right. And you asked her in last week's episodes, you said to her, did you see Jason? And she said, yes, he came here. And you said, what happened? And I said, he came here. He showed me he was shot. I tried to help him. And then the cop showed up with a warrant and he left. Like, she didn't say, no, I didn't see him. She didn't say, no, he didn't have a bullet hole. She didn't say any, like, she did not lie. And he's like, well, you didn't call me first. No, because she was kind of in the middle of something.
She was tired.
And what was she going to say to you? I have no other information because we didn't discuss Dante. But by the way, Jason showed up. I would have waited to have that conversation in person, too. And I'm not saying that if Jason was now going to be there to be a choice for her to be in a romantic relationship, that she would not pick him over Drew. But we're nowhere close to that yet. And he's like, nope, I'm a businessman. I've learned to cut my losses. Okay.
You're not that good of a businessman if you don't know what insider trading is.
And you just lost the woman that you say that you love for no reason other than your pride.
Yeah.
She's never denied that Jason came first and would always come first. It just happened to be that you thought he was dead and now he's not, but she's still not in any position to pick him over you other than the fact that he showed up and she gave him a Band-Aid.
Right.
Sorry, my cat was hitting a bag that is on the bed and the noise was annoying.
No, that's okay. What else?
Oh, how's Diane going to get, and then why now? You're like reading my mind. Alexis, how's Diane going to get Alexis back in good standing? And if she could do that, why has Alexis not been in good standing for all these years?
I don't know. But that was just, I guess they brought in a new journalist who's a gossip journalist. And that's where Nina was like, we decided we needed this. And Alexis was like, you decided. And Nina's shocked.
Yes.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was liking that Nina break. Now that she's back, they had to make her even worse for the small times we saw her.
Well, and she printed about Diane and Robert.
Yeah.
Although I did love when they went to the hospital to get Heather Weber and Robert leaves and he's like, I missed out on breakfast in bed because of this.
Yes, yes. I guess that's really the only other storyline that we didn't hit on that was major is Heather's now going to get a hip replacement and she's being all weird about it. Like, I can't make this decision here, Laura. You have to decide for me.
Well, and they did the math and she's like, oh, I really might be her next of kin.
Right.
But I loved when she couldn't remember all of her names.
I did like that. I did like that. They're like, what's your legal name? And she's like, let me start listing them all off. But no, whenever they're like, what do you want to do? And the doctor explained it. I can understand her saying to Laura, can you explain it to me in layman terms? Because he used all the medical jargon. But instead, she's like, I just can't make this decision. Here, Laura, what do you want to do? That's no.
Right.
I mean, I know I've never known anyone that's had poisoning from their hip replacement. I know that is a thing, but it just seems like once again, Heather is playing the part instead of actually being sick whenever she's asking Laura for that type of help.
So she got cobalt poisoning because of her hip replacement from a skiing accident 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Although I do find it interesting because they did say she's always been a little nutty, but never a serial killer.
Yeah.
So is that how we're explaining away the hook that Heather right. suddenly just became a serial killer and not just
yeah
Heather, you know?
Yeah. I liked so whenever Robert was like melatonin poison and they were like, no, that's not what word they said.
And then, so they decided that it's best that she go to San Quentin Federal.
Yep.
And I already knew this because I did a deep dive into prisons a while ago. for personal reasons, I'm fine. I just had a lot of questions about something. Did you know that San Quentin actually had a prisoner gift shop where the prisoners created items like art and everything, and they were sold at the gift shop?
No. Oh, that's funny.
It closed though. I think it closed because of the pandemic. But I think it was like 80% of the proceeds actually went back to the prisoner and they could use it as part of like their commissary. They could send it home. Like they could send it
to other people.
And all I could think of was she gets to create all of her paintings and then sell them. So maybe Heather will reopen the San Quentin.
I hope so. Cause then we could buy a BLT painting.
Yes. We'll just get my son to make one.
I should say that's what I'm getting you for Christmas is a BLT painting.
Yeah, where was it? It was the handicraft shop. No affiliation with the prison is required to enter the store, which is open from noon until 2:30. Exact cash only, but it doesn't say when it closed. This was in 2019, was this article.
That is so cool.
So yeah, it was 400 and a sign on the store notes that of 750 prisoners currently on death row, 430 participate in the prison's hobby program.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's what you got to learn this week.
All right. Well, thank you.
Quentin had a gift shop.
I do enjoy the educational value of our podcast. Thank you. But I really don't think there's anything else. Do you have any other notes?
Like, Anna and Molly just discussing. I do like how Anna is really struggling with this.
Yeah.
She's like, I have a lot of conflicts of interest with him. But she's definitely on team. He wouldn't have shot Dante.
No. You wouldn't shoot Dante. Like Carly said, he would know that it was Dante and he wouldn't shoot a cop either. So there's just so many reasons there.
How do you feel about the fact that Jagger is ultimately the one that's, I mean, do you think that he's the top or do you think there's somebody else at the top?
Oh, I bet there's someone else at the top, but he's definitely involved willingly. And that makes me angry because not that all people don't change and characters don't change and whatever, but Jagger would not go after Sonny like that.
Okay. And he has repeatedly told everyone that he is in town to save Sonny, to protect him.
Right.
And I do kind of believe that in a weird, I don't know. Did you know that Karen was only his high school girlfriend?
What do you mean?
When Sonny said, go ahead, tell them, he says, Karen was my high school girlfriend.
No more like emotion behind it. Yeah.
It was never Karen was my ex-wife. We met when she was in high school. She blah, blah, blah.
She's the one that inspired me to go be a better man than what I was being.
Right. And she was going through a rough patch and she wound up becoming a dancer at the Paradise Lounge. And then, you know, this, that, and the other thing. It was just, Karen was my high school girlfriend.
Karen was my high school girlfriend and she was underage and Sunny slept with her. That's like all we were supposed to get from that. And it was like, nope, that's not. Mm-mm.
I do wish that Sunny had even said, though, Karen is why he refuses to deal in drugs anymore.
Right, right. And you have to remember that as sleazy as it is, no adult should be sleeping with someone under the age of 18. It's not like he was a 50-year-old man sleeping with a 17-year-old. Like, he was much younger then also. So it didn't have the same ick factor as when they say it now and you think of like Sunny now sleeping with a high school student and you're like, oh God, no.
Right. Well, yeah, so, because I mean, Sunny met Brenda when she was in high school.
Right. Right. And
there's a whole lot of problems with the 90s.
And he wasn't drugging Karen to manipulate her into sleeping with him.
Yeah.
He was giving her drugs. Yes, in the end, he was getting what he wanted because then she would like loosen up and go dance and stuff. But his original intent with giving her the drugs was, you're going through a hard time. This will help take your mind off of it.
Right. He wasn't roofying her. He wasn't. Yeah, you're right.
No.
Yeah.
And again, like we've talked about it 1,000 times on the show. Like, yes, the end result is still illegal and not okay, but intent does matter in day-to-day life. He was not being a sleazeball, like, oh, let me drug you.
It does not. And I sent you that TikTok of the guy who's getting a divorce because he and his wife worked from home during COVID and he overheard some business decisions being made. And so he decided to go buy some stock in it. And the SEC decided to check him out for it. And now she lost her job. They're getting divorced and he's probably going to jail.
But his intent was to make money illegally, not to help her out. He should go to jail.
I think his intent was to make money. Whether or not he knew it was illegal was never mentioned. He thought it would be a good idea for them to be able to use this information for personal gain, which is the same thing Harley did.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Harley's was to support Michael.
And that is personal gain for her.
Okay.
Yep. Seeing my kids happy gives me personal satisfaction. Oh, Jason has a tattoo sleeve now?
We didn't see that yet, did we?
Yeah, we did.
No.
Because, did we? Yeah, because he took off his thing and Michael said, what happened to you?
No, that must have been one of those parts that I wasn't paying 100% attention to.
And then, Finn finding the vape on the ground when Jake stood up.
Oh, yeah, that was nice. That was
really good. Oh, Elizabeth, the second that Jake walks out of the room and she's like, oh my gosh, that was so difficult. I just can't handle this right now.
Yeah.
That was true momming.
It was true momming and it was true stepdad, boyfriend, whatever you want to call him, where he was like, wait, did I overstep? Because I wasn't. And she's like, no, you made it easier because he would talk to you in a way that he wouldn't talk to me. So, yeah.
And I guess Aiden had been talking to him about Tobias and Liz was shocked because he was like, oh my gosh, please tell me that you knew.
Yeah, that was
cute. No, I'm just more surprised that he's willing to talk to you about it. And I like that they had the discussion of, okay, I don't know. I feel like when it comes to a health and safety thing, a legit health and safety thing.
Right.
It's okay to talk to other people's kids about it and be like,
right.
Yeah, no, it's that you need to not be doing this.
Yes, exactly. But
where Jake really tried, he lied once and Finn looked at him and was like, you know, I'm not buying that, right?
Right.
And Jake didn't keep trying. He was like, okay, well, here's the deal. I took it because I don't want my friend to be hurting himself. And I was just getting rid of it. And I just didn't.
I think that Finn could tell that he was being honest. It wasn't like, oh crap, I have to cover and be like, well, that's my friend's. I'm holding it for him.
Right.
But he was like, no, seriously, I took it.
Right. So, I did like when they had to figure out talking with Rocco and Danny. Because if Danny's dad is the one who shot Rocco's dad.
Right.
It's going to be a little bit of a tense household.
A little.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Just a little. So yeah.
Maybe just a bit. Oh, we forgot to talk about when did Sunny get shot? Was that last week or was that this week?
That was last week.
Okay. But Selena's who went to Curtis and was like, hey.
Oh, yeah. And Curtis was like, I need more information because that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. So do you think Selena's turning on Sunny now?
I think that Selena's a smart businesswoman. She's trying to do whatever she needs to do to get what she wants. And that poker game made her a lot of money.
who was it? Marshall was not backing down. He's like, I'm not scared of whatever that is, like to her bodyguard. I was like, yep. Okay, right. Okay.
Good job, Marshall.
Sonny and Ava almost kissed. Was that this week?
Last week.
Oh, but still.
Oh, I was getting the vibes that they're going to try to put Drew and Jordan together whenever he was actually boxing.
Yes.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I don't know, something the way that she said, I'm like, oh, they're going to end up in bed as a stress reliever here in a minute.
We need Jordan to stop having stress relief and to get some.
Yeah. An actual relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. She deserves better.
Well, one of the headlines was she was doubting her career or was thinking, what was it? It was something about.
She did like explain why she was still like in the game now or whatever. But I think that it was more just that same doubt that everybody had of like, we don't know what to think because we know Jason and this isn't him.
She has doubts about her career. Well, because I think also she doesn't have the same access to information that she did when she was not deputy mayor,
mm-hmm.
which is just weird because I feel like you would have more information, maybe not inside the PlayStation information at that moment.
Right.
Oh, hold it. Molly talking to Anna about, well, here's what we're thinking is happening, is that Jason's working under the blah, 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 blah. Isn't it the police station tells the attorney what's happening and then they decide, not the attorney goes, well, so here's what we're putting together.
I think she was just trying to talk to her as a friend at that point, because she said, are we charging these all together or are we charging these as separate crimes? And so I think that she was asking Anna that question, but then also being like, well, we're kind of thinking this and this, like, is that where you guys are at? But
see, I definitely agree. Took it as she was coming in more. Saying, we're not waiting for information. This is what we're speculating and this is what we're going with. If Law and Order has taught us anything, I feel like it's really.
Yeah, I don't think that they can charge it without the police telling what to charge it. It's kind of like not having a case without a like defendant or whatever.
Right.
Or without whoever wants to bring the charges.
Right.
So.
Plaintiff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am a little sleep deprived today. My brain's not working.
All in all, I think that is it. I did think it was fair for Heather to be freaking out over seeing Kevin.
I do too. Yeah. Yeah. She was fine up until she started asking Laura inappropriate questions. And then it was like, okay.
That was so weird.
Yeah. I know. The look on Laura's face. And I was waiting for the obvious answer of, I didn't have intimate relations with Ryan, so I can't compare intimate relations between Ryan and his brother.
Right. And Heather's and just I'm like, well, gonna, let's just figure it out.
Right. And she's like, yeah, nope, not gonna get in that discussion with you.
No. Well, and then Laura cracked Heather over the head with something because she was going after Cyrus. Was that last week or was that this week?
That was last week. Yep.
Okay. Oh, well, I did not confuse the weeks too much until like the last 10 minutes.
You are good. You're good. But I think that we have it all covered.
Reality check.
So tell us about your wonderful trip or what you want to share about your reality check.
9 days is a really long time. 10 days. It was 9 nights. 10 days is a really long time to not be home. It's the longest I've ever been away from my husband. Unfortunately, it's not the longest I've ever been away from my kids, especially where my son's at school now. But
right.
I mean, since my daughter was 6 months old, their dad and I have had shared custody. So they go for the week with him and you know how it works. So,
right.
But it was weird. I had a great time in both places. In Massachusetts, it was like a leadership retreat for one of my women's networking groups. And it was just nice. There was only 18 of us. So it was really nice for it to just be small and really got to know some ladies that I probably on other trips probably would not have really had the opportunity to get to know as well.
Oh, nice.
And then New Orleans was fun. I really like that city. It's a good city. I feel like it's a good weekend city that you really could just go down for like a long weekend and have a good time. We did a lot of touring. We rode the streetcar. I'm pretty sure we rode every streetcar their entire route just because.
Oh, wow. That's just awesome.
Because you can get on and off. So
yeah.
Like, we wound up randomly finding a park. We had beignets. We had hurricanes at Pat O'Brien's. We went to the World War II Museum, which I did not know was there. And that was really hard. That was the first thing we did Saturday morning. And then we had a cruise that also had like a jazz band, and it was dinner. So we kind of killed three birds with one stone on Saturday night. It was cold though. And then we just did a lot of touristy stuff. We did like the hop on, hop off bus.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned stuff at our convention. And we closed Tuesday night with a private concert from Christina Aguilera.
That's crazy.
So that was fun.
Yeah, that's
crazy. It was good. I mean, she did it a whole hour.
Wow.
So it was really like, it was a full set. So
that's amazing.
It was a good time. And then we traveled home Wednesday, and I'm trying to figure out how to function again. How about you?
My week was pretty boring, but then yesterday and today was Madeline's second dance competition, and so we had to be there. She had to be there by 4:30 ish yesterday, and then we had to be there at 7:15 this morning. So it was actually nice. We went. It was in Johnstown, and like mm-hmm. I've driven through Johnstown and gone to Girl Scout camp there before, but I've never stayed in Johnstown.
Yeah,
and so we stayed at their Holiday Inn, and it had a restaurant in the hotel. And so we were like, she wanted to swim. That was the reason we booked the hotel, was that was the only one that had an indoor swimming pool. So we booked the hotel, and then she wanted to have time to swim. So we ate there, and they had a deal going on for two people for $50. And you got a bottle of wine, and you got an appetizer. So we had lobster bisque, and then you had your meal. And so we got seafood fettuccine. And then you got to pick a dessert. And I was like, this is a deal and a half. And then
that's
Madeline
amazing.
Ate. Yeah, it was. And it was so good. Like, the food was so good.
That's
and Madeline,
better.
Yeah, Madeline got to eat for free off the kids menu because we were staying there. And so it was like, yes. This is such a good deal. Like, we paid what we would have paid to eat anywhere different. Especially because we don't eat meat on Friday for the whole Lent thing. And so that limited a million choices. So it was perfect that it had all these options, and it was delicious, and Madeline still had time to swim. So it was good. Nice. And she did really good on her competition, and we were done early. So I still had time to come back here to record with you, because I have to work tomorrow, which is sucky, but
yeah. Being an adult.
Should be considered a holiday for me. I am Irish. I should have the holiday off. But this is another one of those Amanda rules. I think that I should get to celebrate and have the day off to drink some green beer. So,
well, I'm 85%.
Well, then you should have your green beer too. What are you doing?
Oh, green wine.
Okay. But yeah, so that was my reality.
That's fun. So yeah, I guess. Join us on Thursday as we talk more about the Woo Mob family. Not the Woos, just the Woo Mob family.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
See, you get it done all at once, guys.
Yep, exactly. That's why I like hesitated. I'm like, what am I supposed to say this time?
Well, and that's the thing too. JD filled in for you one time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He knew this. All right. Anyway, we'll meet you at the pier.
Have a good week. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.